What was the Mariner 9 mission? I'm Caitlin Ahrens, the Pluto Manager with the U of A Center for Space and Planetary Science, and this is Scratching the Surface. Mariner 9 was the very first orbital mission to Mars, arriving at the dusty red planet in 1971. Mariner 9's journey led us to the amazing discoveries of Martian geological activity and clues to a planet that once had water. Mariner 9 gave us our very first images of the polar caps, Valles Marineris Canyon, and even the Martian moons Phobos and Deimos. Funny enough, as soon as Mariner 9 arrived at Mars, a global dust storm accumulated, masking the surface completely for several weeks. Although this was unexpected timing, it also gave us our very first understanding and images of such dust storms. Within the first few months of operation, over 7,000 pictures and about 80% of the surface had been imaged. Finally, in October 1972, Mariner 9 ran out of attitude control gas, which controlled the spacecraft's orientation. This required the orbiter to be officially shut off. NASA expects the orbiter to continue flying around Mars until about 2022. It will eventually enter the atmosphere and crash onto the Martian surface. But the legacy of Mariner 9 led to the first rover landing sites, those of the Pathfinder and Sojourner missions, and the necessity to have more orbiters and rovers to discover the vastly dynamic and dusty red planet. For more on the Center for Space and Planetary Science, spacecenter.uark.edu.
Scratching the Surface with Caitlin Ahrens, the Pluto Manager, is produced in the Nancy Blair Operations Studio at the Carver Center for Public Radio in Fayetteville, Arkansas. You can find more episodes at KUAF.com.